I haven't made a podcast recently, but today I felt moved to declare, to decide, to establish this new mark to be an entertainer of ideas for entrepreneurship. That salesmanship, business ideas, and being able to create value are the fundamentals that IBI, UBU, Global Ministry will pursue in encouraging every individual to look within and find themselves the tools to be able to be of service to generate a revenue in today's new economy. I was sitting here at home in my studio. My studio is on the patio, so it's an outdoor studio, and I have lots of special effects that you'll hear as we go along. And I thought of my daughter, Sarah, and I wanted to share a message with her. I'm watching this drizzle movement. It's the soft guy era for so many men, including me. I absolutely am in my soft guy era. I have no interest in fighting or arguing or defending any position. I am me and I'm doing me. And my philosophy as a minister, I am a minister with IBI, UBU.me, Global Ministries. And IBI, UBU, is as simple as it says. IBI. I, as an individual, will be true to my own intelligence. That I, and only I, know why I am here. That it's not for anybody to tell me how to live my life. And that you should be you. And you should be yourself and be true to yourself. And if being true to yourself means you need to argue with me, go right ahead. But I know that I don't need to argue with you. I know you cannot tell me how I'm supposed to be. I can hear what you're saying and understand your request. And if it makes sense to me, then we can happily do it together and be, in a relationship where you're being yourself and I'm being myself. So, to my daughter, Sarah, I love you so much. You are an incredible young lady, and I just want to empower you at this age and stage. You're getting towards, 30. You're not there. You're a couple of years away from it. But 30 years of age for anyone is a point at which I believe they should be in touch with themselves, and you certainly are. And I want you to understand, males and men, because you're not. You have a great brother. I hope I've been a good father. And I know you have lots of men in your life who have been supportive and encouraging. But I want, as your father, to be open and honest and true, to tell you that there's a difference between the male instinct and the female instinct. And that in my observation, men are looking for peace. Men are looking for a way to create an easy and more comfortable life. Men want to be happy and want to be well. Men feel their responsibility is to respond to their environment, to find solutions and create life as we evolve. Women support life. They create life. They are amazing beings But there's a certain level of insecurity that they've been programmed with, to have doubts and fears. Just the simple love of a mom for her children prevents children, if they operate as children, from becoming adults. Men create adults. Women have children, and together men and women create wonderful adults. But many times the role of the man is compromised through social rules and society's stipulations. And therefore men don't get the respect that they should get, and sometimes are not able to play the roles that they'd like to play. And I'm encouraging you today to just be aware that yes, you are intelligent, incredible, and awesome. But you're not a man if you're a woman. And if you're a woman, if you're a man, you're not a woman. And we both have the female and the feminine and masculine energy. Every single man has a female energy within. Every single woman has a male energy within. And that your gift is to find that balance between the masculine and the feminine energy. And if you can create that experience that for yourself, you will enjoy a balanced, beautiful life. Let go of the rules and conditions that you've been programmed with to say, this is right or this is wrong or this is the way it should be. Every single male and female together have the opportunity to create an amazing relationship by paying attention to each other and not allowing things outside themselves, as in the opinions of their family, friends, and the society, to dictate the way in which they relate to each other. When you're able to respect, appreciate, and be unconditional in your love for someone, you will create an amazing relationship that will lead to amazing experiences beyond your wildest imagination. I can tell you, I have had those relationships with your mom and today with Vanya. But at the same time, we've also had our times when we're not in relationship and we believe that something else or someone else is going to give us the happiness that we seek. And that's our choice as we create our moments, one moment to the next. I just want to encourage you to pay attention to yourself, to believe in yourself, that within you is the right way for you. To trust yourself, to accept yourself, to let go of the need and desire to always be able to explain and defend yourself. You are you. You just have to represent yourself. Be true to yourself in the moment. Don't make big statements about I will never and I will always. Just be present. In this moment, right now, what can I do to be of service to me, to yourself? And when you do, you'll find the tools and resources to be a blessing to everyone around you. Be true to yourself and life will be true to you. Let go of the conditions that have said who you are and tried to define you. Define yourself for yourself and let go of all the conditions that have limited you in the past. I encourage you. I love you. You are my beautiful, amazing daughter. Sarah, stay well. And remember, IBI, you be you, Global Ministries is spreading the global message for every individual to take charge of their life, to be responsible, to have the tools through our systems and programs to deliver consistent support. Check out the website at ibiubu.me. Sarah, I want you to join us. You're the president, you're a founding member, and I want you to enjoy all the blessings. And remember, be well, live well, and stay well. IBI, UBU.me.